shapes of various creatures just for fun, because it can. Thinking it might like to be a wolf or bear or some other big ponderous thing, then suddenly it became a weasel, though that wasn't what it planned. It happened so quickly that at first it couldn't understand, and then it started to think, well, this is not bad. You know, it's really not.
We'll be right back. Hello, I am a horse. Horses are a calming influence. Horses are trustworthy. Horses are aesthetically pleasing. It's nice being a horse. Horses come in many colours and patterns, but never black and white stripes. Being a horse isn't all trotting and sugar cubes. We have an image to maintain. The Horse Qualification Society is responsible for horse standards. We are tested every 3 months. All horses are tested for inner calmness, loyalty, and firmness of buttock. Results are seasonally adjusted. If you fail once, you are given a warning. After all, we all make mistakes. If you fail twice, you are given a paint job and reassigned to zebra. Zebras don't have standards.
Soixante. people call me the chicken man. I got a butt full of feathers and wings instead of hands, but I can rock the party like no other chicken can.
See ya later.
I am the most important thing on this planet. I am a person.
I am the most dangerous thing in the world. I am an idea. I am every gender you ever were or never knew about. I am every species you ever wanted to be or never discovered. I am the burning, passionate orange sun sinking into the ocean and rising again. I am the white snow on the horizon, soothing and unblinking and defiant. I am the timeless mountain, strong and tall and over your head and under your feet. I am the air you breathe, the wonder around you, the smell of spring's life and autumn's death. I am a musician, an artist, a writer, a lover, an oracle. I am a body. I am an intellect. I am a spirit. I am chaos. I am creation. I am catalyst. What am I? I am a question and an answer. I am all of us, and I am you.
A hungry badger snuck into somebody's kitchen. They caught him and threw him out in the trash bin, where he met the raccoon of his dreams. They strolled down to the dump together, and they got into the back of an abandoned car, and found the rest of the story I leave up to you.
Around here, funky. Thank you.